You've got attuned to a special Audioasis Pride Edition. I'm Larry Rose. I'm hanging out with Charlize, and I'm very excited to have Sachet live in the KXP studios. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. You're playing tomorrow at Pride on the mural stage at Seattle Center. You're playing Capitol Hill Block Party on July 23rd. Got a couple songs to start off for us?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to start off with a song called Call Me Tanya, Rainbow Crosswalks after that.
Was extreme. Now
Sashay, live on KEXP, man, that was amazing.
Thank you so much.
That was really great. Would you like to do some introductions?
Yeah, sure. Smith Chris over here on the drums.
Hello, Chris.
Just tearing it apart. Mike on guitar.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
And then we got Miss Carrie on bass.
Hello.
Hello, Carrie.
I'm Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Hi.
Great to have you guys here on the special Pride edition of Audioasis.
We're so thrilled to be here. Thank you.
This is awesome. I want to ask you about your origin story because I think it's very interesting. So,
yeah.
So Chris and Mike, you guys were in some other bands and touring in Japan. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I was actually filling in on drums for that tour. The drummer couldn't go, and Mike and I were there. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah. And how did set the scene for me? Like, how did it all come together as far as Sashay, that idea?
Well, we were just having a really good time touring together. We had never toured together before, and it seemed like the band that we were in at the time wasn't going to continue. So, you know, we started thinking about ideas for our next band, and there was someone else in Seattle who had talked to us previously about starting a queer core band together, and didn't work out with that person, but Mikey and I started writing all the songs when we got home, and kind of just snowballed from there, I guess.
Got it. And this is your first queer core band that...
Mine. My first queer core band. Yeah.
Well, every band I'm in is a queer band.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
And perfect for our Pride edition of Audioasis. And then tell me about meeting up with Vinny.
Vinny and I worked at the same restaurant group and kind of just hit it off. We'd go out after work, and Chris and I had been looking for other members because we wanted to play drums and guitar respectively. Yeah. And I thought that Vincent was charismatic and was like, well, let's go for it.
And
why not?
Am I right that this is the first time you've been in a punk band?
Yeah, this is my first band, music project ever.
Wow. How did it, how was it for you, like, getting started? Just
I was nervous. They were like, we're looking for a frontman. I had no idea what a frontman was. So I showed up to practice with Mikey. I met up with Chris one afternoon. I think how I heard it, we, like, left, and Chris was, like, nervous at first, and after he met me, he had a change of heart, and then I think we wrote like four songs in our first practice or something like that. It just came pretty fast, and that was 4 years ago, and things have just kind of catapulted.
That's amazing.
Since then.
You ramped up very quickly.
Yeah.
Sounds like. And then you put out an album or an EP back in 2014 called Kate Moss, Unbreak My Heart, which I love, and the lyrics are great and really fun. And the songs that you're playing today, those are new songs, right?
These are all new songs. We recorded at Hall of Justice in December. Aaron Schroeder did some engineering for us. And we just started playing some new songs. It's all pretty fresh, so.
Nice. Well, they sound great. Any different approach this time with this new record?
I feel like our songs have a lot more depth. Maybe our songs are a little bit more on the jokey side. At first, we had a lot of songs like America's Next Top Bottoms,
right.
6-6.
Which I love that title.
I don't know if I can even say that on KEXP, but...
we'll figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. Things have gotten better. Our songs have gotten a little bit longer, which isn't saying much, but yeah, it sounds good. It sounds hard.
And I wanted to ask you about your presence in live shows. So I've read that you kind of try to maybe turn things around as far as the bravado aspect of performing.
Sure. I think, for example, we played at the Crocodile. We opened for this band, The Bronx. Yeah. And I'd say the majority of the people showing up in the crowd were definitely like, maybe it was their first time seeing it. They're pretty bro-y. And we have the song Brosexual, which I think we're playing next, and I dedicated it to 90% of the audience that was there watching us. And
nice.
I think they kind of got a kick out of that.
That's great. That's great. I love that. And do you feel like that you at these types of shows, you've been received well?
For me, it's been a success because I just want people to feel something. And even if it makes them uncomfortable, I think we're doing a good job at that, you know? So
nice.
We're getting a lot of reactions, good and mixed, you know? But it's pretty unique. We have a lot of energy, and I'm pretty flamboyant.
I love
our name is Sashay, and I tend to do that a lot while we perform.
Nice. So. Well, let's hear a little bit more from Sashay.
Cool, yeah.
A couple more songs from the upcoming album, which is self-titled, I believe. It's Sashe live on the special Pride edition of Audio Oasis on KEXP.
Happy Pride.
Sashe live on KEXP on Audio Oasis. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
that was
you for
great.
Having us.
Yeah. Looking forward to the new album. You don't know exactly when that's coming out yet, or?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, we're full of surprises.
It's recorded, so.
Yeah, it's recorded. It's there.
Nice. Well, we look forward to hearing
the
entire thing. Playing at the Pride Mural stage tomorrow, also the Cha Cha tomorrow.
Yeah, correct.
Nice. And then Capitol Hill Block Party on July 23rd. Thank you guys so much. I wanted to ask you about Choke on a Burger.
Sure.
So that's your Bandcamp and your Facebook?
Yeah.
any story there? Or
is it? You know, the story's so old. We just tend to use it a lot.
Nice.
I almost wore my burger shirt today. We're huge fans.
Right on. Well, choke on a burger and go see Sashe tomorrow at Pride. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Charlize. Thanks to Scott, Justin, Jim, Alia, Brady, and Tom and Amy. You're listening to 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle, Audio Oasis, Pride Edition.